Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and of course, our delightful co-host today, Caroline Allen. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you this afternoon?
Bushy-eyed and what is that? Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, something like that. I forget.
Right. I think
whatever it is, we're there.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Before we start on what we're going to discuss today, I want to remind those people who might be listening that I have started two blogs, and the information of the blogs is on the show information at the very bottom. And the purpose of the blogs are twofold. The one blog talks about how I got started in the business of talking on the other to people on the other side and all that that goes with it, with the hopes that perhaps for those people out there who might be starting on this journey, it gives you a place to talk to somebody who perhaps has been there, done that, seen that. And the other blog is to give what I perceive as the latest information on ascension. So do use those addresses, folks, and they're there for you to serve and help. And so, Caroline, that's kind of like an entree to the talk on ascension. I thought maybe we might be talking about that topic in some aspect. Are you game?
I'm game.
I know you're ready. I'm really going to throw the ball in your corner, so to speak. I want you, if you're willing, to talk a little bit about some of the changes that you're seeing in the human body that you feel perhaps might be the basis for ascension, or shall we say, the aid for ascension, the help for ascension. All I know is we got to have it.
We definitely do. I'm really seeing a change in the shape of the cells. Our bodies are going to crystalline, and I'm seeing that the cells are changing shape or form, whichever you would like to call it. They're changing into a diamond shape, and they're very much lighter, much more full of light, and much brighter than they've been before. And it's really interesting to watch. So as I've worked with people, I've become aware that everybody's changing into crystalline structure, and so we're all having various and sundry physical ailments that go along with the shift in the shape of the cells and the shift in their purposes are changing also. So it's been, and I'm just learning some of it. Some of it I know, you know, I've seen, and some of it I'm not sure about yet because, you know, God sort of gives me information on a need-to-know basis.
Don't you love it?
I know.
We soldiers down here in the ranks get it on a need-to-know basis. I love it.
Before we get
into some of the topics, Caroline, I want you to clarify something, if you might. Now, you're talking about the cell itself, and you're seeing it to be diamond shape. Before this shape started to change to the diamond shape, what kind of shape did it have before then?
Well, before then, most of the cells were oval in shape.
Uh-huh.
There were some round ones, but most of the body cells, now is what I'm talking about, the cells that make up our bodies, not necessarily the cells of, some of the
things organs,
like bacteria and viruses mm-hmm. and that kind of thing that are also in your body. But the cells that make up your body's structure were oval-shaped.
Now, are you talking about the organs here also, or just the outer covering, so to speak?
Both.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not just the skin, the tissues, the organs.
Now, if the cell is turning into a diamond shape or kind of moving into the diamond shape, are they all interfacing with one another so that there's no spaces in between the diamonds, or are you seeing spaces in between the diamonds where they might be connecting point to point?
They fit together
mm-hmm.
instead of being point to point. There's not...
So it's like an overall pattern.
Right. It's more like an overall pattern.
So I might see this in my kitchen floor, huh?
Yeah, do you?
Folks, I know this has intrigued me, and perhaps it is intriguing you. So how about giving us a call with your questions? If you're in the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, 888-810-8322. So getting back to our very interesting discussion, Caroline, when did you start to see this change?
I probably first started seeing the change about 4 or 5 years ago, but it hasn't been like bam and it's all done. So I see a little bit of this somewhere in some part of the body and go, that's interesting, wonder why that cell shaped like that, but not really putting it all together for a while.
So you saw that several years ago. Is it fair to say that at this moment that more of the majority of the cells are shaped in this diamond shape?
It really depends on the person, Carolyn, and where they are in the ascension process or whether they're even in it. You know,
that's what I wanted to establish, that you're apparently... your observation would be perhaps that the people who are more attuned into spiritual work and working with spirit and working on the ascension process are showing more of the change of shape in the cells. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And is it also a fair statement that all these little guys out there that have these changing shapes are the ones that are calling you with all the physical ailments?
Yeah, you might say that. Well, actually, you know, I guess when you get right down to it, that's not really true, because a lot of people who haven't awakened are feeling the signs of the shift, are feeling some changes going on around them, and they're really struggling. They really don't know what's going on. So, you know, they'll call me and they're just really concerned about whether they're staying or leaving or what's going on. Because
you know, I had this little picture, Caroline, of somebody with some little turtle got all their body inside the little shell and they're sticking out the legs, and all of a sudden, well, that's not so bad. They stick out their head and look around and, what's all this going on around me?
Well, there are quite a few of those turtles around. Let me tell you. Quite
yep.
a few of them. And you
yeah,
know, it's, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm waiting for you.
Well, and it's also the case of some people who are on the ascension path and don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who become spiritually awake and yet don't have any idea why they're beginning to see things from a different perspective or feel things differently. And so they call totally puzzled about what's going on with me.
You know, that also reminds me of something now that you brought that up, Caroline. I know of people who really don't think about spirit at all, who really are not thinking too much of church dogma or anything at all that has to do with what I would call the spiritual plane, yet are very kind people, they're loving people, have a great deal of empathy for their neighbor, and are perhaps living the sort of life that you might think a light worker might aspire to, in the sense that they're, you know, trying to help other people and so forth. And I think these people also are going through the pangs of these shifting processes in the body. I'm not sure it has to do with what you profess or what church you go to, but I would suspect that a lot has to do with how open your heart is, where your consciousness is, and the love that you have for others. What do you think of that?
Oh, I totally agree. It didn't have anything to do with whether you do or don't go to church or whether, or temple or, you know, any other kind of organized religion. In fact, in a lot of cases, organized religion keeps them kind of bogged down in other less spiritual matters. So it's across the board. It's really more about what's in your heart,
mm-hmm.
and it's more about your love not only for God but also for the rest of humanity. That's what it's really more about.
Now, you're seeing a change in the cells, and I think we all would attest to a lot of the light workers are having a lot of clearing that they're doing, a lot of pains that they weren't expecting to have, and for sure, some of them feel like they're going to be dying tomorrow.
I think you can include yourself and me in that description, because we've been struggling with the changes in our bodies, and I guess it's that we're on the crest of the wave, and so one of the reasons why we're going through what we're going through is so we understand what other people are going to be going through as they get more accustomed to the changes that are going on in their body, or don't get accustomed to them, as the case may be.
Well, we just got beat, so perhaps there's somebody calling who's on the crest of a wave also trying to hang on to their boogie board, huh?
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is Jeannie, and yes, I'm trying to hold on to my boogie board.
I tell you, Jeannie, it's tied to my wrist, but I'm afraid if I go over, it'll probably pull and clunk me on my head. So what's happening with you, dear?
I just wondered if I had any more DNA to clear.
Oh, my God, what a question. Caroline, do you want to take that one, darling?
Well, my goodness.
You know, without her looking, I could probably say yes, yes, and yes, huh?
Yes.
Anytime, there's so much DNA that, you know, we've barely begun to clear our DNA. We're working on it, and we're being worked on to clear our DNA, but there's a lot of DNA to clear.
Why don't you talk a little bit about that, Caroline? In other words, what is it all about this DNA that needs to be cleared? Where is this stuff that's in our DNA coming from? And a good question is, how do we know if it's gone, if it is cleared or not cleared, whatever the case might be?
Well, now, I can't answer where it comes from.
Well, I meant from the point of view of our past lifetimes, genetically, our ancestral line. I was kind of moving in that direction, not really being flipped.
Okay. Okay. I thought, oh, dear.
I want a trick question.
Okay. A lot of what's in our DNA is things that we've inherited from our ancestors, or that we've carried from one lifetime to another lifetime so that there are past life issues, in our DNA. But we also have physical and mental and emotional issues that are in our DNA that also come from the genetic code, that also come from our ancestors and our past lifetimes and that sort of thing. So there are lots and lots of different levels that really have to be cleared, and that's one of the things that I've been working on for a long time, but really in great depth in the last 2 weeks. And my friend
Before we
Shirley,
get into that, Carolyn, excuse me for interrupting, and I know I am, I apologize, but before we get into that, let's ask Jeannie why she's asking this question first, because I suspect that she has something going on in her mind that is making her feel that perhaps she hasn't cleared something and she wants to know why. Is that a fair question, Jeannie?
Yes.
Okay.
Carolyn,
how about expressing what's in your mind about that issue first?
Okay. Well, Carolyn's been working with my daughter, and I guess I've been trying to clear my own and above me, my parents and such, from me. But am I giving her stuff? Because she just is so full of so much emotional and pain and garbage that I don't know if I'm clearing mine right or if I'm getting it cleared, if I'm not helping her, or if she's just got to find her own way.
Jeannie, you've been a wonderful help. So don't worry about that. You're not giving her more stuff to carry, which is what I call it, for lack of a better word. We all are carrying things for each other and for other people, and you certainly are carrying some of the things for your daughter, but she's also got a lot of her own emotional issues and a lot of her own physical issues that have to be cleared. The biggest thing is that in some cases, and this is true for your daughter, there are enough physical problems that the basic physical problems need to be attended to first. And then once, at least this is what God told me with your daughter, then once we can get some of her physical problems settled, then we can go in and start working on emotional and mental issues that need to be cleared. But that's one of the things when you're doing your own work, which is wonderful. I'm just thrilled that people are doing their own clearing work. You need to really go in and just ask, you know, where do I need to start with this? Do I have physical ailments or injuries or diseases that need to be cleared first so that my body is in better shape to receive the new energy? And then you can go in and start working on the mental and emotional issues that also need to be cleared. So you just need to ask, and you're going to hear the answer. And you may not hear it as a booming voice. It may be a small, still, quiet voice. It may be that you just get your instinct tells you that you have physical things that you need to clear first before you start clearing some of the other things. So it's really, as I've been discovering for the past 2 weeks, it's really a procedure that we're going to have to go through, because if we have a physical problem that's causing an emotional issue, we've got to go down to the level of a physical problem to start with, and then deal with the emotional problem. If it's vice versa, then there may be emotional problems that need to be dealt with in order to clear a physical problem out. So you really have to ask in each instance, yours and anybody else that you're helping to clear, you know, where do we need to start with this?
Okay.
Did that help, or did you need something else, Jeannie?
Nope, that answered my question. Thank you.
Thank you for all your help.
You're welcome. I'm going to keep listening. You girls are fun to listen to, too.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you. Bye.
Love hearing you.
Bye.
Keep up the good work and keep calling.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Which reminds me, I'm going to give out our number again, 877-876-5227. Now, Caroline, if you want to go there, we kind of interrupted you to allow Jeannie to finish her story. You were starting to talk about something that you have been doing within maybe the last week or two that has been, I don't know, shall we say, a learning process, an awareness process. Do you care to go into that now?
I'm sure I'll be happy to.
I guess
Uh-oh.
We'll have to wait. And
so.
Who's this on the line?
This is Cleo Macchia.
Hi, Cleo. How are you doing, dear?
I'm just fine, and I'm so tickled that I connected with your program today.
Oh, I'm glad, too, because I think you're calling in for a specific reason, aren't you?
I am, but actually I had two of them, so I had to choose which one to ask.
Okay. Let's see.
All right.
What is it, then? Let's get a start on this.
Okay. Well, I've been told by Archangel Mikael that while I have cleared a lot of my ancestral karma, I haven't cleared it all. And to scan my body, which would maybe tell me where I need to do some work. And I'm not as good at that as I would like to be, and I wondered if there was any information that could be given to me to help clear this ancestral karma.
Caroline?
Okay, I'm hearing a lot of background noise.
Yeah, I've got, maybe I'm supposed to turn off your, here, there, I've got your radio on, I just turned it off.
Okay, well, turn the sound down. Anyway,
yeah, I mean the volume, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's better, because I can hear you better now.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to scan your body. It'll take me a minute to go through and look to see if, now what you're looking for is ancestral
karma.
Karma.
That may be lodged in the various chakras or parts of my body, although I don't know if that's the case.
Okay, it doesn't really matter where it is. What God's saying is, ask the question, is there any ancestral karma left anywhere in my body? Okay, and what's the answer to that?
Cleo, Caroline's asking you to ask that question mentally, dear.
Is she still online, Cleo?
I'm hoping.
Can we lose you?
Cleo? I think she dropped into a black hole. Cleo, if you could hear us, darling, give us a call back, because we really want to connect with you. She's not answering, Caroline, so...
No, something must have happened to her.
Yeah, she'll call back. We're inviting you to call back, Cleo. The number, dear, is 877-876-5227. she was talking about turning off the computer, and she might have gotten disoriented in some way.
Are you on there again?
I'm on.
Okay.
The telephone operator cut me off. I had to call back.
Oh,
okay.
Well, I'm glad you got back. Now you've got to turn the computer volume down, darling, because we're getting the feedback.
Okay, I did. Now you had asked me to ask something, but I didn't get it.
Okay, ask God if there is any ancestral karma in your body that needs to be cleared.
I'm asking right now.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
And what did he say? Or she say?
I don't know.
I see you turned the volume down too low.
Yes, for that. You mean from God. Yes, it is. I just, you see, I'm still wanting to develop that ability.
Okay, do you feel the answer?
No.
And you don't see the answer either?
Well, I know that in various parts of my body I have certain ailments. I know that, but whether or not that's ancestral karma, I have no idea.
Okay. Now, that helps a lot. Okay.
We got a clue there.
Well,
yep,
I could tell you what some of the ailments are.
Well, you don't really need to do that.
Okay.
If what you want or choose to do is to clear ancestral karma, just ask God to clear your ancestral karma, and He will do that. We'll do that right now, and I'll ask, and you ask, that He clear any ancestral karma that's in your body, okay?
Okay, I'm asking now.
Okay. Now, I'm seeing some stuff pull out of your body now.
Good.
I love it.
Because I've given my intent on many occasions to clear ancestral karma, and indeed I have, but there was always more.
Well,
you were just in the middle of the job, dear.
I guess so. There's a lot of years to cover.
Well,
because you can I just add something to this, because I think I know where Cleo's coming from. Cleo, you're starting to open up yourself. You're hearing Archangel Michael. You're doing this work, and what Caroline saw when you said that, she saw some clearing, and because you're still feeling some pain, you thought that maybe you haven't done this in the past and cleared anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a process.
Yes.
And you've got to keep sticking with it. So I just wanted to say that, Caroline. Didn't mean to steal your thunder, darling. If you want to continue with her now, I'll be quiet.
Well, thank you.
Well, the other thing is that there are lots of things that have to be cleared, not just ancestral karma. You have to clear your own past in this lifetime as well as other lifetimes.
Okay.
You have to clear for your soulmates, your family, and any people whose issues or pains you are carrying,
even
so that they
don't
have to care them.
Even though that I don't know who they are.
Nope. Even though you don't know who they are. This is one of the things that we've had a breakthrough on in the past 2 weeks, and we've now got a procedure by which we can go in and start clearing somebody of all of their issues, all of their problems, if you want to call them that, and can remove so much that you will be amazed at how different you feel.
How light.
Immediately.
Yeah.
However, it is a 2-hour procedure.
Is this something I could make an appointment with you for?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay.
I would be glad for you to call me at, excuse me, I've got frogs living in my throat today.
Okay.
Do you have a pencil?
Yes, yes.
Okay. The phone number is 540 586 2401.
Okay, I have it.
Okay. And I am starting to take appointments now with people to start this whole clearing process and pretty much take care of any kind of clearing work that needs to be done.
And does this process address the fact that your cellular memory, sometimes your subconscious won't admit that you are whole and complete?
Well, it's going to remove anything. We go all the way down to the molecular structure and remove anything from the molecules and the atoms that are in your body that needs to be removed and released and cleared.
Okay.
So we're going all the way down to the very smallest level up to the very largest level within your entire energy body.
Well, that sounds like the answer to a prayer, many prayers for that matter.
Many prayers, because I will say that one of the things that's happened in my healing work is that sometimes I see people are healed instantly. Sometimes I see that it takes quite a bit of time for things to heal for them. And sometimes they keep coming back with the same problem over and over again. And this is something I have been really asking God to show me what's going on here and how we can clear things once and for all, so people don't have to keep coming back and saying, well, you know, I felt great for a week and then it all started happening again.
Yeah, well, you hear the analogy all the time of we are like onions peeling the layers back.
And right.
I have done a lot of work on myself, but, you know, I've only managed through a certain number of layers, I guess.
Yes. Well, that's definitely what I found in the last couple of weeks. And as God's been giving this procedure to us, and we've been writing it down and then, you know, going down step 1, 2, 3, and 4, then sometimes he'll say, no, 4 needs to come before 3.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been moving things around. And I haven't even done this work with Carolyn yet, and she's on my list for Monday because I wanted to be very, very clear myself that we were doing all of the process in the correct order and so forth. And I've done this with several people now, and I've been absolutely amazed, and so have they, at the difference.
Well, I will definitely call you for an appointment. I don't know how far ahead you're booked.
I'm usually booked a week to 2 weeks out. It really sort of depends.
Well, that would work fine for me. I'll call you. Is tomorrow okay to call for the appointment?
I would prefer that you called on Monday morning.
Oh, that would be fine, Monday morning. Are you Eastern time or?
Eastern time.
Okay.
Eastern Daylight Time.
Okay. Well, so am I. I'm in New Jersey.
Okay, good.
All right. Well, I appreciate your help and your willingness to help, and I'll call Monday for an appointment.
Okay, that's awesome. Thanks so much for calling.
Cleo, it was a delight talking to you.
Well, Carolyn, thank you for encouraging me to call in when we last talked. You see, I think that was the purpose behind our inability to communicate with email. We had to talk to each other.
Yeah, I had to call you on the phone, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
So, I told you it had a purpose.
Yes, I know, and I can see it, too. It's a great synchronicity.
Isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, I thank you. I'll get off so somebody else can get on, but thank you so much for everything.
And if you get an opportunity later, if we've run out of callers, call back with your other question, Cleo.
Okay, I will. I'll be glad. It's related. It's just about the block of what's blocking me from being able to channel. So.
Oh, I just see all these blocks falling away, dear.
Well,
you're going to be unblocked.
Well, just tell my unconscious that.
That's right. Everything's going to be fine.
Okay.
Talk to you later, dear.
Thank you, my dear. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I'm going to give out our number again in case there's some people who are having trouble looking at their phone and the computer at the same time. It's 877-876-5227. And if you're calling from Canada, it's 888-810-8322. Now, Caroline, while you were talking to Cleo, you said something that kind of perked up my ears a little bit, and that's that we're clearing for our family. Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to clear for my family? Why can't they clear for themselves?
Well, you can let them clear for themselves if you would prefer to do it that way, but Carolyn, most of us who are parents.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Lila in Honolulu.
Oh, hi, Lila.
Hi. I finally
good hearing your voice.
Huh?
I said good hearing your voice.
Thank you. Yes, you know the problem that I was having with my lungs. I was wondering if you could give me some insight into the problem.
And did you hear her, Caroline? I don't think she heard you, Ryla. Would you repeat that for her?
Yeah, I've been having this problem with my lungs, and you said you could give me some insight into what is causing it.
I suggested that she call, Caroline.
Okay. And what is the problem that you're having?
Well, it's called emphysema.
With
there?
Your lungs, Caroline, if you didn't hear her.
I'm here and I'm looking.
Okay,
I'm looking
good.
At your lungs.
Give her time.
It takes a minute or two here to focus on what's going on. How did you get emphysema?
Well, I did smoke for many years, but it didn't bother me until we moved to a house that was very polluted near a very active street. And after a couple of years, it really started to bother me.
Okay. Because I was getting several different directions that it had come from, and I wasn't sure whether that was correct or not. And you can't move to a place where the air
oh,
would
we moved.
Be clear.
Oh, we moved. Yeah, we did.
That you did move.
Four
okay.
years ago, yeah. But we were living in that horrible place for over 15 years.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
And I was told several years ago that someone had put a curse on me. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
Well, did somebody tell you that and then remove the curse?
They didn't remove it, no, but it was a prophecy that came through. Someone who was supposedly filled with the Holy Spirit said that someone has put a curse on me and it's going to be horrible. And that was several years ago, and it sure has been horrible. I haven't been able to get rid of it.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well,
my lungs are filled with mucus all the time and very sticky mucus, and it just suffocates me, and I have a hard time breathing at times, and I keep getting fits of coughing. Pretty bad.
Okay. Well, let's go in and remove and pull any curses, hexes, or spells that have been placed on you. We're going to remove them down to the soul level of each individual cell in your physical body, particularly in your lungs, in your emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies, in all time and all space and all realities, in all languages. We're going to unlock any locked blocks that have been put on the curses and remove the anchors from any belief systems that would hold these in. And we'll also pull that in any of your past lifetimes, in any of your ancestral line, from any of your soulmates, any of your family, friends, or any of your enemies who wish to step forward and have them removed. Remove all the curses, hexes, and spells. Oh, and you've got a chain which is around you, which is holding the curse in, so we'll take the chain off. Okay. Got a lot of stuff coming out of there. And we send this all to God. To cleanse, to purify, to forgive. To change. And to release into the universe's beautiful golden light. And now in its place, we're going to put God's golden light. And we're going to fill your lungs with God's golden light. Because the golden light will help dry out the inside of your lungs. Okay, and we're also going to pull out any hooks that are attached to you, any negative energies or entities. And the warrior band of angels is going to come and take those away. Now we're also going to clear your house and your property of any negative entities or energies or thought forms, any fear-based entities thought forms. Okay. Now your property and your house look a whole lot better, and so do you. We've got God's golden light, not only in your lungs, but also in your energy field. Okay, you should be feeling a lot better by in the morning and continue to be feeling better.
I feel so all my life. I've given my life to God since I was very small, and yet I feel blocked that I can't reach Him. And then people tell me I have barriers and blockages, and I can't understand why. Are you aware of any of those?
Well, a lot of those were removed when we removed the negative entities and energies that were around you.
Okay.
Okay?
Because I want to hear from the Lord more than anything else. I've always aimed to do that. And while I feel His presence, I have been able to really tune in. One of the reasons, too, is because I have so much problems breathing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're working. Well,
as Caroline said, dear, you're going to feel a lot better tomorrow. So give this some time to filter down, to work with you. Call us back another time. You can call either not next Saturday, but the Saturday after that, or you could call Wednesday when Charlene is on with me. But call
well,
us back.
Can I call you and have a private session?
Well, she would love it.
Certainly.
Good.
Yes,
okay.
I'd be glad to do that.
You have her number?
Yes, I took it down.
Good. Okay. Yes, be glad to do that.
Wonderful. Okay.
And thank you for calling.
Thank
okay?
you so much. God bless you both.
Thank
bless
you.
You.
God
too,
bless
Twyla.
You too.
Thank you, honey. God bless. Bye-bye.
Well, Twyla, if you're still listening, darling, I want to tell you when it was just so beautiful. Caroline was working with you, and Archangel Michael was standing here with me, and he just wanted to know how happy he was that we were working with his light workers, with the people who are in pain, and the people who want to come closer to God, and I wanted to tell you that. So perhaps you're still listening on the line, Twyla. You're reaching out to speak to those on the other side. I want you to know that those on the other side are open to you. They are greeting you, and they are welcoming you into their arms also. So bless you, dear. I wanted you to know that.
Awesome, Carolyn. That's great.
Yes, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Before Twyla called, Caroline, I had asked a question that you were in the process of answering, and you were talking earlier about clearing for family members, and my question was, why is it necessary for us to clear for family members? And you had started to discuss that, so perhaps you can pick up there and give us some thoughts about that.
Okay. Well, it you know, technically you don't have to do that, but I think that most of us would choose to do that because, you know, if we can help family members along their path, we can, you know, we just choose to do that. I think that's part of
mm-hmm.
what our work is. Also, as parents in particular, you very often are carrying a lot of your children's problems within you. So if you clear those out from you, then you are better able to help them in other ways. And also, you know, one of the things God said to me many times is that we each choose to come in and experience certain things. And a lot of the things that we choose to experience are not particularly easy. And so if we can give them away to somebody, we very often do that and let them worry about it or solve the problem if they can or, you know, whatever. But we give the experience away when, in fact, we're meant to carry that experience ourselves and learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that you also do when you're clearing your family. If there are things that you've taken over that really need to go back to them so that they can have that experience and learn from it, then you can give that responsibility back to them.
I was sort of also coming in from another direction and wondering about, I understand what you're saying about that, Caroline. What was in my mind is our relationships with each other can be so complicated sometimes. And when you're mm-hmm. raising children, there's things going on in both directions. There's issues coming from the parent and interacting with the child and so forth. And I was wondering if perhaps, like in a relationship where maybe the parent didn't give the kind of direction that they should have or been the example that they should have, I would think that there then carries on some sort of responsibility to help the child clear those issues that arose out of that. Would you think that was true?
Well, I think in some instances that would be true, yes. But children know when they come in and what they're coming into. They know what the family's like, what the background's like. They know what experiences they have chosen to have. So, I think there are lots of different answers to that question. It's not like there's one answer with a capital A. It's more like there are lots of different situations, and that's why I don't make any presumptions about why you're carrying whatever you're carrying.
Mm-hmm.
If God tells me that he's going to clear a particular thing, then I just watch it be cleared, because I don't feel like it's necessary for me to know the
answer. I guess I really wasn't looking at the perspective from your point of view, but for somebody, like, you know, one of the earlier listeners called in and wanted to know if she had this other thing to clear. It's like the person is wanting to make their physical ready for ascension, and then they start thinking about these other things and perhaps haven't given thought to the relationships with their children and what they might have to clear. That was only, you know, how I meant that.
Okay, well, that's if you have thought of something as something you need to clear, then that's your indication from God that that's something that needs to be cleared. You know, otherwise, you're not going to think about it. It's not going to come into your mind if it's not something you need to clear.
What you're saying. So you were being prompted to think about that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the angels, that's part of the angels' job. Our guardian angels are there to prompt us, to push us, to kick us, to shove us, to get us to pay attention, to move us out of the way if we're in danger. But they're also there to prompt us, and you hear it in your mind, and it doesn't necessarily sound like, I don't know what people think God sounds like, but it doesn't necessarily sound like a voice other than yours. It's usually more, it's not a thought you would have.
Caroline, okay, are you hearing me? Because I'm having trouble hearing you. Is my voice clear to you?
Mm-mm. Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, I think you just cleared up then. I don't know what happened. There was a little bit we were having some problem, and it seems to be okay now. So let's talk about that. I'm intrigued with this, Caroline. So the voice of God does not sound like Barry White, huh?
No, it doesn't.
So what does the voice of God sound like to you? Let's talk about this a minute, because one of the earlier callers was saying that, you know, they didn't hear anything. So let's talk about what they might hear.
Well, yeah, God, one of the things that God always says is, it's not a question of whether I talk to people or not. It's a question of whether people listen or not. Because I don't know, but I mean, people expect to hear a voice that's totally different from theirs.
Mm-hmm.
They expect to hear words spoken in a different accent or with a different, whether it's masculine or feminine, because some people really relate to God in the feminine aspect. Some relate to God in the masculine aspect. What I realized when I first started hearing God speak to me was that it was not a voice that sounded different from mine. It was a voice that speaks with love, completely and totally and unconditionally with love. And it says things that I wouldn't think of myself. So when I say to God, show me how to heal somebody's broken wrist, I don't know what the names of the bones and the muscles and what all of the different parts of the wrist are called. God shows them to me, and then when necessary, he'll explain to me that this bone fits into that bone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something I would know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that kind of information. And so that's how I realized that the voice that I was hearing wasn't me talking. It wasn't my mind speaking. It was God telling me what the parts of the wrist look like and how they fit together and that kind of thing, and then showing me how he was putting it together so I could explain it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad we're talking about that.
Do you, when you hear Archangel Michael speaking to you, does his voice sound different from yours?
Well, Archangel Michael, it doesn't register with me the same way when I feel that God is speaking to me. And I'm glad that we're discussing this because, you know, sometimes we're expecting it to sound like a Cecil B. DeMille production.
Right.
And it's not.
It's not.
Something in what I would say is rather human, a human avenue or a human method, so to speak. With me, I don't hear, when I feel that God is speaking to me, I don't hear a word in my ear per se. I hear it more as a thought, except I know the thought is different from my thoughts. When I feel that God is speaking to me, I hear this thought but it is like there is almost a string behind that thought. It's almost like I can follow it up out of my mind. My thoughts seem to originate in my mind, but when I feel that God is speaking to me, I have a thought in my mind, but it seems like it's coming from above my mind. And I don't know, does yours work that way with you, Caroline?
No, I don't feel like it's coming. Actually, I feel like it's coming from, because I also see God when he's talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
I see him in front of me talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear it in my mind, but it's
mm-hmm.
not, it's not, I mean, it's not part of me, and yet it is part of me, you know, because
I don't have the visual that you have. I
okay.
hear it, but the language, the words will be different than words that I will use. So
exactly.
I don't know how to explain this exactly. The phrasing is different
mm-hmm.
than I would phrase a concept.
Right.
I'm hearing it in English, of course.
Right.
But the phrasing is completely different, and the thoughts, the words, won't be the kind of words that I might use. For instance, I've heard words like a rivulet instead of a small stream or a river, just to give an example. Well, I wasn't sure what the rivulet meant until I went to the dictionary and looked at it. For me, I think it's part of the reason why some of these words are used, so that I know it's not coming from my mind.
Right.
So words might be different. It means
mm-hmm.
the same, but it wouldn't be the way I would express it.
Exactly.
Now, when Archangel Michael speaks to me, it's interesting, Caroline, because Source, what I consider Source or God, seems to come from above. When I hear, say, Archangel Michael speaking to me, he seems to come from my right side as opposed to being above me. And he usually shows me an emblem first. Because I think it's because I talk to so many different people on the other side, I have asked that, because I don't see them as you see them, but I ask for an emblem first before we start talking. Archangel Michael will show me his sword.
Right.
And I will see blue light.
Mm-hmm.
With Archangel Michael, I see sometimes his armor. He will show me his armor. I'll see the light around him. Sometimes it's blue. Sometimes it's white. Now, with Archangel Michael, he's doing it right now. It just cracks me up when he does this. He's got this, it's almost like a little dance. He is so full of joy. Do you see it this way, Caroline? He's so full of joy. You call
yes,
it antics. Huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You call it antics. It, to me, it's like this little dance, and he has this sense of humor that it just makes me laugh. I cannot have him here talking to me without him just cracking me up, because there's just something about him that is so joyful. And I think that's what it is. I am just picking up this, yes, there's love, but there is this great joy. And each person that I speak to on the other side, it is so different. Their personalities are so different. When Pope John Paul comes to me, there is this, well, he'll usually say something like, I'm picking up my telephone again, which nobody ever says that. That kind of is. And he has this great dignity. There is a great dignity about him, and this simplicity. This, of course, they all are kind, but it is just interesting how each one of these personalities that you're talking to is so distinct. It is. I don't see the face, perhaps like you see. I'll see the outline. And now I've been told that if I saw their face, I wouldn't want to stay here. So maybe that's why I don't see
right.
them distinctly as you do in the face. Now sometimes I'll see eyes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's really what I mostly see. Sometimes I'll see more details, but usually I don't see. A particular detail, and like Master Katumi has a very unusual accent. I'm not sure exactly where it's from, but it always makes me laugh because I love to hear his accent when he's talking, and he is very precise.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very precise about what he says and how he says it, and So I think they're just like those of us who are on this side. We all have different personalities and different energy and different voices, and the same is true for the folks on the other side.
Now, when Master Katumi speaks to me, he seems to show his persona as Balthazar.
Okay.
I will usually see the headdress that that he wore, but the eyes are so extraordinary.
Mhm.
His eyes are so extraordinary.
They really are. I agree with
mm-hmm.
you. And
yeah.
his energy is so extraordinary.
Mhm.
Very different from anybody else's energy.
You know, while we're talking about Master Kasumi's energy, let me tell people about Master Kasumi's energy picture that is on, you can get to my website through carolynevers.com, and it's on the site about Conversations with Caesar. And under Important Messages, there is a photograph of Master Kasumi's energy. It's a healing photograph, and he sat for a friend of mine actually who could see into the inner planes, and she painted this and sent it to me. As a matter of fact, I have it sitting right here in my office. It is so beautiful. And the story there is how the picture got to be painted, how he actually sent it to me to bring out into the world. And Caroline, I know that you work with Master Kasumi, and you have seen this energy. So how about if I turn this over to you, and you talk a little bit about the image? You care to do that?
I find that, and I will tell everybody that Carolyn and I are good friends, and I've been to her house, and I have sat with the picture in my lap and touched it, and it's just extraordinary. I don't know a way to describe. I'd never seen an energy picture of someone before, and I knew what he looked like, you know, in terms of physical body. But I had never seen an energy picture done before, and it's just one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life. And to sit there and look at it is just really amazing, and it's very healing, and yet the energy, it seems to have a life. It seems to be in movement. It does not seem like a still photograph. I could feel the movement of the energy in his body and how the energy spiraled down, how the colors were woven together. It's just incredible. I wish everybody who's interested in him could have a photograph actually to sit there and hold and touch, because I've never had an experience quite like that. As Carolyn can attest to, I was pretty much speechless for about 30 or 45 minutes. I was just...
That's amazing for either one of us to be speechless.
I know. And it really felt like what happened when I was looking at the picture is that his energy came down over me and surrounded me, and almost I became part of his energy field. It was a really awesome experience. And I really still don't have words to describe how his energy affects me, but it makes me very happy, very joyful, and very humble to be in the presence of somebody with that kind of energy is just amazing.
Since people are not looking at that picture right now, though you can find it on that website, at the very top of the picture, it's this diamond shape that you were talking about that you're seeing the cells move towards, and it's like lines of diamonds inside. And Master Kasumi tells a story of what this is, and he claims that that diamond shape is God's healing energy. And it looks like below there two eyes. Now, the diamond shape is in gold, and the two eyes are green, which would be very appropriate for healing. And he says that is his eyes, his energy that is connecting to source. And then out of the bottom of that diamond shape that he identifies as being God's energy, it comes down into a lot of like golden, what would you say, Caroline? It looks like curls almost to me, golden lines of circles.
Well, it's spiraling.
Spirals.
Energy.
No, that's a better word. Spiraling out from that. This is one of the way I perceive this. This is one of Master Kasumi's missions. I do believe that he is working with Source, bringing the energy down to the plane in which we are living. And I sent a message, a healing message about Master Kasumi's work that he had dictated to me. And he talks about how we envision this healing modality, for lack of a better word, or this healing thought, as coming down through all of our energy bodies and our blueprint and so forth. You know, this is his work. Matter of fact, while we're talking about this, go to Master Kasumi is holding a conference call towards the end of this month. He's working on the light body. And the information on that conference call, by the way, is in the information about the show today, probably midway down. So friends who love Master Kasumi, I'm sure, would be interested in that. And there is a picture there of Master Kasumi. I was talking about his eyes. I don't know if this is true, but supposedly that was a picture that was taken of his face. Now, is that true? I don't know. But I will say that the eyes are, they just grab you in such a way. I know I don't want to stop looking at it. I just want to melt into his eyes. They're so beautiful. But then you told me, Caroline, one time that when you do do healing work with people that you work with Master Kasumi also. Is that still
the
case now?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do. Sometimes he comes in. I don't know, and I'm not really sure exactly why. I don't really ask. Is, you know, are you here because this person has worked with you in a past lifetime, or do they need your particular form of healing energy? That's usually what he says. And sometimes he'll say, now, Caroline, pull your attention back to what we are doing. Yes, sir. I'll get back on task.
Don't they have a wonderful way of reprimanding you?
Yes. Sorry, I veered. But it's interesting when I was describing his energy field and how I felt like he encompassed me into his energy field. It happened all over again just now.
Oh, and beautiful.
His energy is here, and he's here, and I feel like I am part of his whole energy field, which I'm sure we all are since we are all creations of God. We are all one, so we can very easily be in another's energy field.
Can you tell us what that feels like, Caroline?
It's very loving, but it is also very energetic. It's not like there's no movement to the energy. I can feel the energy swirling around me and cleansing and clearing me. And yet also I feel like he's there to give me any information that I might need or whatever. I definitely feel that for me he is a master teacher,
mm-hmm.
that he's one of the masters who've taught me about healing.
These swirls, you're calling it swirls. I feel that too. It's like, I think that this is what you're talking about. This energy move. Well, it's like in circles. It like starts at the top,
mm-hmm.
and it moves down in all little swirls and circles all around you. And it's almost like you're standing in the middle of it. Is that how this feels to you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. It definitely is as much behind me and beside me as it is in front of me and above me and below me.
Yes, it's like you're standing in the middle of all of this.
Uh-huh.
And it's like cascading all around you, almost like water, except it's not water pouring. It is like cascading in circles, this golden... I guess circles is the best way. I can't think of another way to say that, but it is beautiful.
It is. It's very, and it's not overpowering. I don't feel like I'm gonna have to lie down on the floor and pant or
mm-hmm.
anything.
It's gentle.
It's very gentle.
I would like to suggest to those who might be listening to get acquainted with this. Go look at the picture. Read the information about Master Kasumi. He has been wanting to bring this healing picture to the world and work with it because it is his gift to humanity to work with this for your own healing. And perhaps that's why this conversation came up. I don't know, but it is a gift the background on the picture is all, well, would you call that an amethyst or it's a purple shade. What would you call that, Caroline? Amethyst color?
It's almost sort of a magenta even.
You mean leaning to the pink?
No, more like there's some red in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we have another Master Kasumi devotee. Who's calling?
Hi, it's Alexis from Ontario.
Hi, Alexis.
Yeah, I was just wondering if Caroline is sure. Names eluding. If one of you could tell me what else I need to clear.
Charlene is on the phone with us on Wednesdays, and every other Saturday, this is Caroline Allen. And
yes.
So, Caroline, I think the question's for you, dear.
Yes.
I wish there were an easy answer to this.
Mm-hmm.
And that I could say to you or to anyone else that you only need to clear one more thing.
Oh, I know I probably have a lot more than one more thing to clear.
There are many, many things.
I did ask God to clear my ancestral karma, like during your show earlier. And I feel the same kind of like it's like the golden white energy light just kind of spirals down. The same kind of thing you're describing is how I feel.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I've been there, too. I feel that energy. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful, isn't it?
And so much love.
Yeah. Well, my recommendation to you, if you are clearing yourself, is to just continue to clear anything that comes into your mind, make sure that you go in and clear it. So I have a little, it sounds really silly, but I do have one of those little teeny tiny spiral notebooks that's maybe 2 inches by 3
mm-hmm.
that I keep in my pocket because sometimes when I'm working with a client, I will start being told to clear a particular issue for them,
mm-hmm.
and I think, oh, I've never cleared that one for me, and so I write it down so I will remember to go in and clear any issues or any.
I don't know how to go in. I don't know. Can you tell me a little bit about how to do that?
Well, what you're doing and asking God to clear karma, you do the same way. You go in and say, you know, would you clear any issues that I might have with any of my personal relationships? Or you may say, you know, will you go in and just clear me of any negative thoughts or any negative energies that might be around me. Anything that pops into your head is something that you can just say, God, clear this for me. And then when you do that, say, thank you. It is done, it is done, it is done.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It is done.
Your guides are going to tell you what particular issues you can clear right now today. You'll just get a thought in your head. You may have heard something on the show that sort of resonates with you as, oh, maybe I need to clear that. But
Caroline, do you want to take a moment with her and maybe go through this a little bit? Well, since we're doing this, why don't you go in and ask now for yourself and see what happens?
Okay. I'm not getting any answers.
There was a thought in your head. I saw it.
Oh. Okay.
I love it. You had a thought in your head.
Through my head too quick for me to catch it.
Okay. Take your ears out of your pockets and put them on so you'll hear.
Yeah, that's my problem. I'm deaf that way. I keep, meditating and trying to hear the guides and angels, and I haven't been able to hear a word. I did
okay,
hear my
now.
Guide laugh one day. He has a beautiful laugh. But once,
oh, good.
It. Once, and that was it, and I haven't been able to hear him since. I know I'm blocking it somehow, for some reason. Is there any way you could go in and help me clear that?
Well, it's going to take more time than we've got.
Oh, okay.
In the course of this show, to go in and really clear all the blocks that you might have put up. But the fact that you are starting to hear means that you are going to hear more. And there are two things that you...
That was almost a month ago now.
That's okay?
Yeah.
Listen, I've been on this path for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And things did not happen lickety-split.
Yeah.
They happen, as I used to say to God sometimes, they happen on a need-to-know basis, I know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he would say, okay, be patient.
So maybe I'm just not ready for that yet.
And you need to take the word try out of your vocabulary completely.
Okay.
You cannot do anything if you try.
Well, actually,
have you ever noticed?
I have a quote taped to my computer screen here that says, do or not do, there is no try.
Mm.
That's exactly right. That's from Master Yoda.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I have that on a T-shirt.
Oh, really?
Do, yes, I do. I had it on a T-shirt. Do or do not.
Yeah.
There is no try.
Yes.
I would like to suggest that I believe you really are ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
And just a thought, and see how this fits. Instead of concentrating on your thought and what you're doing, perhaps try. I just used that word. Reach a higher state. Scratch, try. Reach a higher state. Let's talk about this a little bit. Sometimes we each have to find our own thing that works the best for us. I remember in the very beginning there was some music that seemed to me to be working at a very high level. The vibration in it seemed to lift my spirit. I think that's really what I'm getting at. Do some of the things that you know lifts your spirit so you actually feel lighter instead of feeling so close to your dense body and your thinking of this.
Mm-hmm.
Let your spirit go like a bird.
What I do is I try to okay, there's that word again. I do my best to totally clear my mind of all thoughts,
mm-hmm.
and just, let whatever come through, and there's still, it's just, I just get a blank screen, basically.
I think it's hard
okay.
to hit a blank screen when you are following some beautiful music. Now, maybe I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
At least I find that works for me. Have you ever sat down with some beautiful music that makes your heart soar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've tried listening to music too, and I just get off on tangents and the thoughts go everywhere. Because I'm seeing the music. I'm not seeing, not clearing my mind enough when I do that.
Some people have trouble with that.
Mm-hmm.
There's several other ways to do it. In fact, there are many other ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very visual. I used to be an interior designer, so I'm very, very visual.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did that worked for me
was sat down on the floor in my living room against the sofa, and I lit a candle in front of me, and I watched the candle flame until I could close my eyes and see the flame of the candle in my third eye.
Mm-hmm.
And when the candle would start vanishing, I'd open my eyes and concentrate on the candle flame again. And then I'd close them. I practiced doing that for weeks and weeks and weeks. And one night, I didn't even have to light the candle. As soon as I sat there, the candle was in my mind. It was in my mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that nothing else was there and that I could wait to hear or to see whatever else came.
Mm.
And I started
find a focus point then and just focus entirely on that.
And focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, I don't know if you have a prayer practice. I have a prayer practice, and I would always start my meditation with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you say whatever you call the Creator,
mm-hmm.
very often will connect you with him or her.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that because the way I begin my prayers is, Most Gracious Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, Thou who art all that is, Source, Love Everlasting, I'm there.
Mm. Okay.
I don't have to go anywhere else. Try those things. And there I go saying it. Do some things like that.
Mm-hmm.
My son, who's a Buddhist, said that the thing that worked for him was to visualize his mind as an empty rice bowl and to allow the universe to fill the rice bowl.
Oh, that's an interesting thing, too.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so that's what,
because I have,
you know,
like,
he
I don't
walked
know if I'm seeing or visualizing the light that I do see.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel the energies. I, you know, that's not a problem. I can feel energy around me all the time. And somebody said that I'd have a lot of angel energy around me, and I can sense that. I feel it.
Let's talk about that
angels.
A little bit. How you're describing, see, I can see this pattern. I'm describing myself as something that I hear. Caroline has described herself as something that she sees, that, you know, well, I think you would agree with that, won't you, Caroline? You said you're a visual person.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Our caller is saying that she is feeling
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And maybe that is your path to look for that feeling and follow that as something to try. Well, when I say that's to advance or to work with, maybe that's a better word, to work with. If, because
mm-hmm.
it sounds to me like what you're saying is that you are a feeling person. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that, because I can feel the energies. I can't see them or hear them, but I can feel them.
Since you are feeling the energies, I think Caroline's suggestion is an excellent suggestion. And mine works for me. That worked for Caroline. You could work with all of them, but you're telling me what you're feeling.
Hmm.
So follow all of them, but don't forget to follow the feeling one.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Alexis, if you'll call me and make an appointment, I will be happy to remove some of the blocks that you've got.
Okay.
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 It'll just
I'll
take
I'll write down your number then when you say it again on the show and give somebody else a chance.
Give it to her now, Caroline.
Oh, okay.
Do you have something to write with now?
I do.
It's 540-586-2401.
540-586-2401?
Yes.
Caroline.
And I do have an answer machine.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much, Caroline.
All right.
Call us back, Alexis,
calling.
And tell us how it went.
Okay. Yeah, because I was just, you know, wondering if, you know, if how I should go about this or if, you know, if Caroline could do something for me today or, yeah. Okay. Great.
All
okay.
Right.
Thank you. Thank
We've
you.
Gotten a start on it.
Pardon me?
I said we've started. That's a good thing.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you both. Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, we're getting close to the time goes by so fast, Caroline. Here we are. We probably have about 15 minutes. 2 hours just go by so fast when you're having fun. Anybody
I'll
out there
you.
who wants to get in before we are finished with this show today, give us a call, 877-876-5227. This last conversation that we had, Caroline, I think there's an awful lot of people struggling with this. They want to talk to those on the other side. They want to see, they want to feel, they want to be a part of that. And I think what came out of this discussion was really fascinating, that some of us have a tendency to learn and experience through hearing, some of us through seeing, some of us through feeling, and perhaps those who are really anxious to move along on the path identify how you perceive information. If you're visual like Caroline, if you're lean towards hearing things as I do, or if you are feeling the energy. So maybe that's a good place to start. Try to understand yourself a little better, what way you perceive new information, and then work with a process that is in that method. Well, we have another caller, and your name, please?
Yes, it's Marie Roberts.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Yes.
What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you so much for these past 2 hours. It's been absolutely wonderful. And I have been on your conferences, the Endocrine System and the last one that we did. And then I'm scheduled for the next two. And,
Haven't they been extraordinary, Marie?
Oh, they are just... they're just wonderful.
Isn't it fair to say that anybody who wants to see, feel, or to see colors, to feel love and energy, or some aspect of that, that you can join a conference call and be a part of that?
Yes, this is wonderful. I love it. I just love it.
Good.
And as far as the Kasumi, the picture there, my friend Carol, she's also on the line. I mean, excuse me, my friend Sue, she's on the line right now also. And,
hi, Sue.
I don't know whether she's muted out, but she had suggested that I just take that picture and make up a whole bunch of them and then put them all over the house.
So, I love it.
So that's what I did. I got one on my bathroom mirror. I have one on my wallet. I have it on the computer.
Oh, that's great.
I love it.
And it's just, and I know I glance at it probably more times than I even remember doing, or know that I'm doing it, because in your daily work you're just glancing, you know. So that's the purpose of it.
Marie, when you look at that picture, what do you feel?
I've never noticed the eyes until Sue really mentioned the eyes to me.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like warm all over, like a really, really warm feeling. I'm not that much of a feeling as I am a knowing. See, we come from different energies. Yeah, just like you were speaking with the last one, and she has the feeling, and then some have the sight. But mine is mostly, it's a very strong knowing. And And, yeah, I do get messages, and I think that they're mine, and then I find out they're really not mine. And, and I've been getting a message for about 3 weeks now to have the cosmic clearing. And it's just been, I've been hearing it. Get the cosmic clearing done, and then you're speaking about it today. So I think that's what I'll do.
Great. Well, do you have Caroline's number?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Yes, I'll call. I'll call on Monday.
Marie,
okay,
were you... Now, you're aware that Archangel Michael is also doing those classes on the Electron, aren't you?
Yes, I've already signed up for it.
Good, good, good. I thought you said that, but I thought I would just throw it out. Marie, thanks for calling.
Well, thank you all, and you two are so much fun listening to you.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoy it.
Yes, very, very much. Thank you so much.
Oh, blessings to you.
I'll speak with you next week.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, that didn't take very long. We probably have another 10 minutes if somebody wants to get in real fast. Grab us before we're off the show. It's 877-876-5227. Give us a call. See what
and
we
Caroline,
can talk about. Yes.
You should give your website address again.
You know, that's a good idea. Thank you for saying that, Caroline. It is... CarolynEvers.com, and of course it's spelled CAROLYN EVERS.com. And up at the very right of that first page that you go to, there is a little button up there that says conference calls. If you hit that button, you go into a screen that gives information about Archangel Michael. Conference call on the Electron, and the first lesson is there for you to read and work with, and also Master Kasumi's conference on the light body. So it's all there right on the page, and thank you, Caroline, for telling us that. And I hear we have another individual who wants to grab us for the last 10 minutes. Who's
yes,
calling?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hi, this is Anne from Ontario.
Hi, Ann.
How are you both?
We're great.
I'm
what can
great.
We do for you?
Well, I don't feel as though anything is... I feel very healthy, but I have a little dilemma here, and I just want to see if there's anything that either one of you can see or maybe help with a little protection here. I think I've got some bad entities after me. And I'm,
uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is a car chase, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Caroline, what can we do for her, darling?
I don't know. Why don't you check in? You haven't checked in with the cherubim today. Why don't you try that? Let's see what they have to say.
Now, Caroline, why are you turning that over to me? Because you're not seeing anything there?
No, because I just all of a sudden saw a cherubim. So it's your
well,
turn.
Are they fluttering their wings?
Yes, it's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn. So you're going to make me work today, huh?
Yes, I am.
Gee, I thought I was going to go this whole show and sit back and just cruise and let you stand at the front and work. Okay, let's see what we can do. Well, you are right.
Yeah.
About the cherubim being there. I'm not getting a message, though, that... let me ask you a question. What makes you feel that there's a dark entity chasing you?
Well, because there's actually... I'm sort of being stalked by a human, and I don't know if this particular person is... actually has some sort of entity that's driving him, because it's pretty scary what's going on. This person is, for whatever the reason, completely unbeknownst to me, has sort of singled me out as to go after, and I mean it in a...
How do you know that they're stalking you?
Well, they've made their presence known on my property, and I've had to get the police after them. So, and this person just isn't quite right, and it's a sense I get that there's just some, I get a very bad vibe, a very strong
mm-hmm.
vibe that I could be wrong, that it's not an entity, and that it's just, but I mean.
No, I don't perceive it as being the kind of entities that that we would consider needing clearing on the etheric.
Okay.
And yes, the cherubim is there, but they're not giving me a message per se. I think what is going on here is they want me to talk to you about this. What you are doing. Now, you said that you did call the police about this.
Yes.
Are you satisfied with what the police have done?
No. They because it's the first time I ever called, and I guess sometimes things can be, I don't know. Not all police are created equally, and some take things seriously more than others.
I think what we're seeing here is nothing has happened yet, and so they're taking the line of least resistance.
Yes.
There is a couple things that I think you need to do. One, I think you need to connect to your guardian angel. Do you feel that you have done that?
I've been doing that religiously.
Okay. Now, does your guardian angel give you, I'm trying to think how to phrase this. Does your guardian angel give you some feedback as to where you should take caution or how you should take caution?
Well, strangely, I have a sense that it's not as bad as I'm making it out to be. And I'm not trying to overreact to this. I mean, I guess I'm just kind of getting mixed messages in a way, and I think my higher self feels as though everything is going to be okay. But
I suspect that everything is going to be okay, but I think you need to put some things in line. Make a direct connection. Try to connect as best as you can with your guardian angel. What I'm getting here is that you perhaps are not as clear with your guardian angel as you could be. When you go to sleep at night, because I think you're blocking some of the reality of this too. When you go to sleep at night, suggest to your higher mind to that you can see the truth and reality of the situation. I think it's going to come through in dream time. Write down your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think that you should be working with some blocking energy. Caroline, do you want to go through the process with her of how to use the surround herself with the blocking angels?
I just did that. When you were talking, I thought, okay, we need to put some blocking angels in here so they'll
okay,
block.
Right, she needs the blocking angels, but would you be kind enough just to take over for a second and explain to her how she should do this? Because I think it would serve her to be doing this herself also and
Thank
know
you.
The process.
Okay. What you need to do, and I would certainly do it in the morning, and in the evening, at least twice a day.
Okay.
Just say to your guardian angels
mm-hmm.
that you need to have the blocking angels sent to surround you and protect you and to block out any negative energies or thoughts. And then visualize yourself with blocking angels around you.
Okay.
I
haven't done a visualization, but I've been doing what you suggested. I just haven't visualized.
Well,
now, the other
visualize
thing that,
them there.
The other thing that you can do, too, is you can call on Archangel Michael to send his warrior angels to cover the your property and the four corners of your property.
Okay.
My feeling is that there is not the danger here that you think that perhaps it is, but that you do need to I won't say this is a test of some sort. This is something that somebody needs to face in this situation. Perhaps the person who is intrigued and involved with this, and you also to bring up your guard and not to be in fear. Definitely not to be in fear, but to just do the things that a practical mind would say that one should do, and to do the spiritual things that one should say a spiritual practice should entail. Caroline, do you want to add anything to that?
Okay.
No, I also think I might ask Archangel Michael to show me how to use your personal sword of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that you can use your sword of truth when you perceive that there is somebody out there,
mm-hmm.
and see if there actually is somebody out there, because the sword of truth will tell you whether there is or not. And if you pull it out in front of the person that you think is stalking you,
mm-hmm.
that person has to speak the truth. So,
now, do you understand that?
I'm not sure.
I didn't think she did. Caroline, give a little information on that. We've got about maybe 1 or 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to follow this more through, but you might have to either call us the next time or call Wednesday when Charlene is here. Tell her that real quickly, Caroline, about the sword of truth.
Okay, Archangel Michael has given you a sword of truth, and if you will stand in meditation one night and ask him to come to you and show you your personal sword of truth, he will come, and he will tell you where it is within your body and how to access it and how to use it.
Okay.
And then any time that you are in a situation where you are not sure what the truth is,
mm-hmm.
you can pull the sword out and hold it upright in front of you,
okay.
and that person that you're talking to has to speak the truth.
So another
now
way.
You're visualizing this, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor, call us next time.
I will.
Let us know what's going on.
Okay, I will.
Do all the practical things. Do all the spiritual things. Don't be in fear. I think there is a lesson here.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
And we'll talk more about it. I do think there is a lesson.
Yeah.
I feel rushed because we're right up here to the wire where we've got to go off the go off the air. Mm-hmm. And I wish we had more time. So that's why I say call either on Wednesday or when we're on the show in 2 weeks.
Okay.
We'll have some more information for you.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
You.
Caroline, real quick, darling, you want to give your phone number one more time?
Okay, my phone number is 540-586-2401.
Website? I was just going to say that. Thank you, dear. That's Caroline, Caroline Evers, EVERS.com. Go up there to the conference call, see about what's on the schedule. Also, look for the information on this website here at BBS and see my blogs. Lots of great information. Caroline, darling, I love you.
Oh, I love you too, and thanks so much for being together with me today.
I love it. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.